This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have the fever. We have it. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We are live today at Sterling Limousine and Transportation Services. They were generous enough to be the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. If you need a ride for anything, anything you need to go or, you know, a wedding or something big, they're the place for you. Hugh, we just went out to the parking lot and saw all the limos
and
trucks.
They got a fleet.
It's a fleet.
It's a fleet.
There was also parked out there. Not theirs, but parked because it's a huge parking lot. It's this huge Eagles bus.
This place is pretty cool.
This place is huge.
Yeah, it is. It's nice, man. It's nice. They have all your needs. Like if you have little kids, little babies and whatnot, and you need to go to the airport, you don't have to bring your car seat. Looks like they clean the car seats every time that they use them. And they have a bunch of them back there so they can accommodate so you don't have to take the car seat with you.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It is. That's a great place. We appreciate being here today. And the proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. Right, before we go back to the phone lines here, are you expecting a different version of Trey this season? I am not. Hugh is. I would love for Trey to be a great player this season. And we say, wow, this is the best version of him ever over a full season in Phillies uniform. I can't expect it after the first 2 years of him in Philadelphia. It's been ups. It's been downs. It's been mostly downs on defense. But one of the new buttons they're trying to push here, Hugh, is him in the leadoff spot and hoping that it changes his approach. It gets him to lock in, take more pitches, be more selective, chase less at the plate. Is that actually going to work? Interesting comment here from Jimmy Rollins about the idea of what putting him in a different spot in the order, like leadoff, will do. Here's J-Roll on Trey hitting at the top of the order.
So do you think Trey will be more disciplined at the plate out of the leadoff spot? He says maybe that would help, not chasing as much and things like that.
I think that's more confidence than anything. And I had to hit third when Chase went down. And I tell you what, it's completely different than batting leadoff. And I didn't realize that until I got in that position. It's different what your job as a leadoff hitter is. You're the one to get the party started. They're not trying to pitch around you, especially not early in the game. You're going to get a couple pitches to hit. And the way that Trey can drive the ball out the yard, give him that advantage. And maybe, like I said, it becomes more disciplined because he's getting better pitches to hit.
Hugh, it's interesting. He referenced when he did the opposite, right? He left the leadoff spot to go to the third spot, and it was a different kind of mentality. I think this is a wonderful thought exercise that maybe he'll be different. Trey Turner has been up to the plate in the major leagues. I'm going to find the number here. He has had 4,967 plate appearances. Basically, he's had 5,000 plate appearances. Am I going to believe that tomorrow he's going to approach things differently than he has for 5,000? 1,000 plate appearances. It'd be one thing if he was 22, right? And he's in the minor leagues. They're trying to kind of develop his game. I just find it hard to believe a player is going to change this deep into their career. Like, maybe he'll try, but ultimately, this is the way he hits. I don't think he's going to be much different as a leadoff hitter. Maybe he'll be hot for a month, but I don't think he's going to walk way more or swing at way less pitches because he's hitting first.
I think he can, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of times, and I didn't do this when I was playing, but you have to change. When you get older, you have to change things about your body. The one thing that I regret that I didn't do, when I got old, I should have got lighter. And I should have changed the way that I played my game, because I was so used to playing more of a physical type of football that when I couldn't be physical anymore and the speed wasn't there, I couldn't play anymore. And I remember Michael Strahan, we talked to him, and he said, man, the biggest thing that I did when I started getting older, I should say, said I lost weight and I just trained different. Kind of like when we were talking to JT, and he talked about how he trained a little different. He lost a couple pounds. You have to adjust and compensate. Your body has to compensate for the changes that you have when you're older. So when you say to me that you don't think he's going to change because he's been this, that, and the third his whole career, it's inevitable. You have to change. If you want to be the guy that you deem yourself, he fancies himself a Hall of Famer, correct? And there's been telltale signs that the Phillies, they might not have said it directly, but indirectly, they've been giving him signs that, hey, man, we need you to be different than what you were. I don't care how much money you make. If you fancy yourself the guy that you think you are, you have to be able to change and adapt to what's needed in the moment. And so that's why I believe that he's that guy. Because like I said, I haven't talked to him in years, but when we did sit down and talk to him, has a strong sense of self and where he wants to be as far as a player is concerned. If that's what's asked of you by multiple people, you have to be able to adjust.
Yeah, and the funny part is he has plenty of experience doing this. I mean, you said it earlier. When he signed here, many people thought they signed him with the idea he was the leadoff hitter, and that experiment did not last long. They eventually went back to Schwarber in 2023. But Trey has had more games in his career as a leadoff hitter than any spot. But that was more when he was young, right? Mm-hmm. As he's gotten older, he went to the Dodgers, here now to the Phillies. It's been more two, three, you know, around that's part of the order, two and three. But he's hit leadoff a lot. I mean, you look at his numbers, they're good. A lot of that was he was better when he was young. Look, he could play better this year. I just would be surprised if he is different as a leadoff hitter. Like tomorrow, if he has a 10-pitch at-bat, I would be thrilled. I don't know if it's going to happen. I'd be thrilled if we get there. 215-592-9494. Do you expect a different Trey Turner this season? Boy, the Phillies could use it, because he has not been the guy that we paid for the first 2 years of his Phillies career. Your phone calls and, of course, your guesses for Hughes, Clues, a trio that was once a foursome quartet, however you want to say it, that became a trio. Let's go to Matt in Deptford on WIP. Hey, Matt.
Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. I just want to say Trey Turner is not going to change. He's a coward. He doesn't want to watch his mistake when he makes mistakes.
Well, you know, it bothers me. I mean, I just think a pro athlete making this much money with this much expectation should want to see what they're doing wrong so they could fix it to be better. I mean, it's annoying to me. And maybe this is just the way he does things and he only wants to see the positive. I know baseball is a very mental game like golf. But come on, man. Like, it's 2 years
it
of this. Yeah, let's maybe try something new.
If Bryce Harper can admit that what he did was wrong last season, he even said it's the coaches. If he can admit that, then how come Trey Turner can't watch his own thing?
Wait a minute. When did Bryce Harper admit that he was wrong?
I think they said they had an interview with him. They asked Bryce Harper what happened at the playoffs, and he said like it was the coaches. We got outcoached and
One we referenced, outcoached, yeah, outplayed, all that.
But that he didn't say that was his. Like Bryce Harper didn't admit that he did anything wrong. He blamed on everybody else.
Well, he said all of us. Yeah, but he didn't make it specific. To
that's
him.
What I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant.
My bad,
but
man.
I'm saying is that if we pay Trey Turner like $300 million to be a professional athlete, that he came and watch his own show. That is so. Game. That is so sad.
I think it's a shame. I mean, look, if he can play great this year, it won't matter. We'll move off it. Yeah. But if he doesn't, I'm going to come back to this. Like, hey, there's evidence of when you're struggling, look at it and adjust from it.
And he already leading off at the spring training, and he got zero hits. So how are we going to trust him for the rest of the season?
Well, we're going to start tomorrow, and we're going to cross our fingers, Matt, and we're going to hope this guy is something like what we paid for. Matt, give us a guess for Hughes Clues, a trio.
I'm going to say the Three Stooges.
It's a great guess,
That's a
Matt.
Good guess.
And Matt, and I think...
And they used to be a foursome.
Yeah, so they apply to the... It's a great guess because it applies. It's just not the one that is...
Yeah, it's not the one that I'm thinking
in
about.
...in your head today.
No. Nah.
I knew we'd get the Three Stooges as an early
no,
guess.
No, yeah, that you know that was going to be the case.
The Three Stooges
were awesome. Funny. We're funny back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, they had their...
It was Mo, Larry, Curly, Shemp.
Shemp, and then, yeah.
And it was Mo, Larry, Curly, Shemp. Shemp, that was it, right?
Shemp,
Mo,
yeah.
Larry, Curly, Shemp. And
yeah.
Shemp, they would switch them out every now and then.
Curly and Shemp?
Yeah.
They move them in and out?
Yeah.
What was the last time you watched a Three Stooges
game? It used to come on all the time. I haven't seen it in so long.
Me neither. It has been a long, long time. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Will?
All right. Listen, man, you know what? I'm tired of hearing, oh, the lefty go against the righty go against the left. Just hit the damn ball. Let's get on base. Let's go back to the basics, man. Like, we studying this too much. Like, we just need to just play baseball, man. Like, the hitters, whoever hits to get on base, let them go ahead. Then the bombers, you bring them in so they can send them home. It's basic logic. I mean, I understand it seems like it's a little harder than what it is, but go back to the basics. Go back to the winning mentality. That's the problem. I said it with the Eagles, and they fixed it. And it's the same thing with the Jones. They have the same people, and they're going to have the same result. If they do what the Eagles did, and put all the Eagles aside, and play baseball as a team, then guess what? They're going to win the World Series. We're the better team. We're the best team. And as long as we know it, can't nobody stop us. So let's stop with all this. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's just win. Let's just hit the ball, get on the bases, do some bases, make these pitches work hard, and guess what? It's the result, and the result will be winning. That's it. Bottom line is the story.
Bottom line and the story, Hugh. You take notes on that?
Mm-mm.
No, you should have. That was a good one. Will, what do you got for us? Give us a guess, buddy.
Hey, listen, hey Hugh, I know you like to laugh, and this is the only guys I could think of. Hopefully, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but Mo, Larry, Curly, and Shemp, the Three Stooges.
So that Will, that was not it. And Will, we love you and appreciate.
No, give Will a pass. He was focused on his rant.
He was
more so
Will. That
was
the guess right before your call.
Right.
I mean, like literally the call before. So. Yeah, that's I expect more out of Will. I don't expect more out of Trey. I expect more out of Will. Now, Will, we're just kidding. We know you were prepping that speech there. You know,
he was locked and loaded, man.
Well, we haven't got the music much.
No, I didn't see that coming. I just felt it. Sometimes
that was a good call,
Kyle. I think it's really the strongest indication of how people have some skepticism on the Phillies. We haven't had many Rocky music under the callers with the Phillies.
Yeah, but. That's also probably just because we haven't had anything to react to or like look forward to until now. I could see an uptick in people needing the music today and tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow especially, because we're gonna rev it up as we get to opening day tomorrow. Phillies Nationals. Susan is up next on WIP. Hey, Susan. Susan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Susan. What's up?
I agree with all you've been saying about Trey Turner, but you know it takes a whole team to win. So I think we need to focus on all of them and not just him. And maybe that's because he's a neighbor of mine. So,
well, that might be.
Be prejudice.
So I do think, Susan, he's probably gotten more flack than any Philly the last 2 years. But I think the biggest reason is because he was supposed to be the one to put him over the top. And so far, it hasn't happened yet.
You're right. But I do agree with you. I think he's going to do better this year. Maybe I'm just an optimist, but I hope he does.
Ain't nothing wrong with being an optimist. I'm an optimist every day.
When you see him, tell him that Hugh said he believes in him. He's going to do better.
I believe in you, Trey. I ain't going to give you no standing ovation, though.
Yeah, well, you're damn. Yeah,
no, I don't think that's a good plan either. No.
Neighbor's out on the standing ovation. All right, Susan, what do you got for us? Give us a guess for Hugh's clues.
I don't think this is going to be correct because I'm not sure that Hugh likes this music, but my first thought was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Started as 4 and ended up as 3.
I like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Can't think of a song right off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure I've heard a few, so not against them. Yeah.
Susan, that's,
a good guess.
Not it, but it's a good guess. All right, so I wanted to unpack what Susan was saying there, but then she admitted she was his neighbor, so it kind of took away the weight of what she was saying.
You said, she was disqualified because she's his neighbor?
Not disqualified, but
yeah,
her thought is that we've beat up Trey too much last 2 years. He's not the only one. There's 26 guys in the team.
Well,
are you agreeing? Are you agreeing with this?
I'm just saying. Listen, if you want me to be honest,
yeah, always.
He gets beat up quite a bit.
Stop.
No, let me tell you. Can I just say this? From my purview, Trey gets a lot of heat, rightfully so. Bryce Harper gets a pass because Bryce Harper, where he got the fanatic tattooed.
Tenatic.
I don't know where that came from. He got the fanatic tattooed on his arm. They called him the Panda in Chief. He gets a lot of, he gets passes,
but he's better.
You know what?
He plays better.
You know what's funny about, like, and this is just this is my thought. So if you get mad, then so what? Him and Jalen are the same in comparison when you talk about what they mean to their team.
Bryce and Jalen.
Jalen Hurts. Let's talk about comparably speaking.
Importance to the team. Yeah.
Yes. Bryce doesn't get as much heat as Jalen does. And Bryce ain't won nothing.
He has not
in
won.
In 3 years.
But he's been a better player in his sport.
I'm not arguing
like
that.
Like, he's won an MVP.
I'm not arguing that. But Bryce ain't won no Super Bowl. Bryce ain't won no World Series. And he gets a pass. Bryce is the guy. And I'm not saying that I'm mad about it. It's just something that I've noticed. Bryce gets a pass. Bryce skates. Bryce skates on everything. Like, Trey is not the straw that stirs the drink. But Bryce, nobody says anything bad about Bryce for the most part.
Well, like Joe said, Bryce is better. I don't think everybody gets
Bryce
a pass. But hold on, Hugh. Bryce was like one of the best postseason hitters of all time as a Philly.
Listen,
he swung the bat that sent us to the World Series.
I am not arguing.
It's not really a comparison, to be honest.
No, it is a comparison because who is the guy? When you talk about who needs to be the guy for us to win the World Series, what name always comes up?
It's Trey because he hasn't been.
And we know Bryce.
We expect more from Trey.
Okay.
And we need to see more
from Trey. Just like I said, y'all, I am just telling you how I feel about it. And you've kind of made my point. We ride for Bryce.
Well, because Bryce is an objectively better player.
Okay.
All right,
but is Bryce just as important to his team as Jalen?
Yeah.
Jalen doesn't get that kind of grace that Bryce gets.
But Jalen is a quarterback. Bryce is a hitter that hits.
But
no, it's not.
To me, Kyle,
being the quarterback and a player in the lineup
Kyle,
is
listen,
not the same thing.
Listen to what I'm saying. To me, it's the same thing. It might not be the same thing to you, which is fine.
Right, can I give you
it's the same thing
I mean,
to me.
Being
me
the quarterback and being in a lineup is different.
And you don't understand what I'm saying, respectfully.
Let me throw a comp in here.
Yes.
I think you hit something with Hurts and Harper, right? They're the most important players.
Yes.
When the Eagles were okay team, a 9-8 team, and they traded for A.J. Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Brown has performed at a special level, teaming with Jalen, and they're one of the best combinations in the league. And that was supposed to be Turner, right? Turner was supposed to come in here to go along with Bryce. Because 2 years ago when they signed Trey, it was, look at this duo, Trey Turner and Bryce Harper, the way we look at Jalen to A.J.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce has held up his end of his bargain. Trey has not. It's as if AJ's dropping passes left and right.
Listen, I understand that baseball, even though it's a team sport, is more of an individual thing. And to your point, I'm not arguing that he hasn't lived up to it, but he gets a lot of grace. You can't argue that.
Well,
when you talk about this team, Bryce Harper sat here last year with a straight face and smiling and giggling, asked for some more money. He didn't get that much heat.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, he got
and
a lot of
he
heat.
Didn't, he didn't. He didn't.
I don't think that's true at all. He got a lot of heat.
He didn't get the kind of heat that he would have gotten if somebody else would ask for some more
I
money.
I agree with you on this. It was some, but
it was not a whole lot of heat.
It should have been more.
I think it was the most any Philly fans have come down on Bryce Harper since he's been here.
And besides the beginning of his time here.
And again,
that's not a whole lot.
But it's not. But comparatively, well, and by the way, I mean, Harper doesn't get a chance to affect every single play while he's out there. Jalen Hurts touches the ball every play.
Bryce Harper gets a chance to affect every game that he's at bat, though.
But you just said it. Every game that he's at bat, he doesn't get to control when he's at bat every time.
But if he
could go up and swing the bat for everybody, I'm sure he'd want to, but that would be different.
Hurts has the ball every play.
You are totally missing the point that I'm making.
I think you're missing my point.
No, because your point is moot because I'm telling you how I feel and what I hear and what I see. Bryce Harper don't get the same kind of heat, and he's the same caliber of player in this city as Jalen Hurts.
But there's an objective fact to this conversation.
Is that
a quarterback is more important than anything that any position
again,
on the baseball field besides
again.
Like maybe the starting
pitcher? This is the point that you missed. I said when in this city, Philadelphia, they are comparable. I don't care what position they play; they're comparable as far as the heat that they take.
I agree with you, but not their importance
to the team.
Okay, I can't. I don't know. I don't know what else to say to make you understand what I'm saying.
I agree with you on this, Hugh. I understand your point. I think we should put this up as another poll question. Does Trey Turner get too much heat? I don't think he does. Our last caller, I know she added the addition that she's his neighbor, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the point is interesting. Does Trey get too much heat? I mean, a lot of people listening are probably saying, Joe, you're the reason he gets too much heat, and fine. He's paid $300 million to be a star player, and he's been anything but that.
Let me say this. As your partner, and I work with you every day, you are not the only one. I will say that.
You're not the only one.
You don't have to bear that burden.
As most people got mad at me, I think I've been the most fair to Trey of anyone here.
You have.
You haven't been the player they signed you to be. And that's the bottom line. Like he has had 40 errors at shortstop in 2 years here. 40 errors.
So like you really don't have any idea why Trey Turner might get more heat than Bryce Harper.
No, Kyle. What I'm saying is this: Bryce Harper doesn't get the heat that Jalen gets, and he's the big name star on the squad.
I think there's something to that.
I just had to push back on. You know what it is?
You know what it is? Because Bryce Harper, for lack of a better way of saying it, the pander in chief. He panders to the fan base, and people, they like that, and they're willing to give him a little bit more grace. That's all I'm saying.
I think there's some of that, but I also think that there's a base level of understanding that you know, if when you're comparing Hurts to Harper, that one just has the opportunity to affect the game more than the other.
Let me say it to you like this. This is why I feel like Jalen gets more heat than Bryce, and Bryce gets somewhat of a pass, because when you take the two athletes – and how they endeared themselves to the fan base. Jalen endears himself to the fan base, but not the way Harper does. So Jalen doesn't get – like, you know, if Bryce goes up there and he strikes out, everybody say, oh, well, you know, Bryce has had a bad day. Jalen goes out there and he throws three picks. Oh, Jalen need to do better. He can't do this. He can't do that.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I don't disagree. I think you could also simplify it in this way. People in the city just like he's the quarterback of the Eagles. That just carries a very different. It's just a different thing than being a baseball player for the Phillies.
My point is we care about football more here. Yeah, and I'm not. That's not what I'm arguing, Kyle. What I'm arguing is this: they're both equally important to their squad.
I totally disagree.
Okay, that's fine. Well, that's where we disagree.
We could simplify it as they're of the top importance to their particular team. Right? They're the number one important.
That's basically what I'm saying, but okay.
But I think the point is interesting that Trey's the one that we're...
He gets the most heat.
And I think it's because relative to expectations, he's been the one that's the furthest below what we expected. Bryce maybe, and we had a caller yesterday mentioned it, in the five games, right? The two against Arizona, three against Houston.
He
came up short. Now, but in the other ones, he's been amazing. The numbers overall are like really good in the playoffs, and he has come up short in those five games. The issue is Trey is supposed to be great.
I get that. But we make jokes and we laugh and giggle about Bryce Harper being the GM. And Bryce Harper, let's just – like, I'm taking – about to say something that's going to give me in trouble. I'm taking the cover off.
We're in public here today. We were invited here. We're guests.
I forgot where I was at. I'm taking the mask off, if you will. Bryce sat there and threw Topper under the bus – when he said it was coaching.
I know he did. Yeah.
I didn't like that either.
But it didn't move the meter.
I think – so it's not so much Kyle and I not holding them accountable. It's not enough people.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, listen, we do a radio show every day, and we talk about
– everything.
Everything, but we talk about what the people want to talk about. But Bryce Harper sat there on two occasions, and he blamed it on everybody else. He said – now, to the caller's point that called earlier, he said we, but he said coaching – More than once.
I'll coach.
And I sat there and I thought to myself, how is that relevant? I'm not saying he was wrong. I needed to understand why in that moment, because when I think of baseball, you're in the batter's box by yourself. And you threw the coaches and everybody else under the bus. If I was a reporter, I'd be like, could you explain that please for me? Yeah. Like, I'm a 2-year old.
I thought it was a bad
one. I didn't like it either.
All right,
just to be clear.
215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. We're live today, Sterling Limousine. Come on, if you need a ride, I mean, this is the place to do it. We really appreciate them having us here. So, Trey Turner, do you expect a different Trey this year? And does he get too much heat? I mean, we had one caller who said he did. I think the heat is appropriate considering what they paid him to be and what he's actually been here in Philadelphia. Your guess is for Hughes Clues. Plus, something Elliott said that got a bit of heat on Twitter, which is that's nothing new. But I wonder where everyone will come down on this. Something the Phillies have done in spring training, does it hold weight for the regular season, which starts tomorrow, opening day, against the Nats? 215-592-9494. That's a hopper. We'll give you a second clue as well for Hughes Clues on Sports Radio 94 WIPA. Great Lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results. Joe, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Today we're at Sterling Limousine and Transportation Services up in Wrightstown, Pennsylvania. They were kind enough and awesome enough to be the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, which brought our broadcast here today. It all benefited the Eagles Autism Foundation. We appreciate them having us. 215-592-9494. All right, we threw up that Trey Turner poll question. Does he get too much heat? I would actually argue he gets not enough heat. I mean, I think we almost apologize for how bad he's been his first 2 years because he gets hot once in a while. I think he's been a totally disappointing player for the money they paid him. But some people think maybe he gets too much heat because he's one guy, right? It's a 26-man team. He's usually the one that we point to the most that says, you know, his struggles cost them there. I think it's appropriate, but maybe some people don't. So we have that. And of course, do you expect a different version of Trey Turner this season? But, Hugh, this was pointed out. Actually, I first saw it from Elliott, and then I heard Jack last night bring this up. I'm curious if you think this means something, or is it just – it's just a thing, and it's kind of like it doesn't hold any weight.
What's that?
So you know how the Phillies have talked a lot about their chase rate, right, being more selective at the plate, not swinging at bad pitches. Hugh, do you know which team led baseball in walks during spring training? That'd be the Phillies.
It is.
So the question is, does that hold weight? I mean, we all know what spring training is, right? Mm-hmm. It's preseason baseball. It's practice games. We rarely ever put any weight in results. Sometimes we'll look at, like, velocity of a pitcher and say, wow, he looks better. But we almost never talk about, like, if you ask me right now what Bryce Harper hit in spring training, I have no idea. He might have hit 100 or 900. I have no idea because we don't pay attention to the stats. Does it mean anything to you that the Phillies led baseball in walks in spring training?
That means they're not swinging at all the bad pitches, right?
Yeah, but does it?
No, I'm just trying. I'm workshopping a
right,
little
like
bit.
Right, like is it meaningful starting tomorrow?
I think so. And the reason why I say that is this. Going into the preseason, for me personally, I never wanted to peak too soon, but it was certain milestones that I wanted to hit. You know, maybe get one sack in the preseason to help me, you know, workshop some different moves or techniques that I wanted to do, but just wanted to get that, just to get one. Just to know that I still got the chops that I could get there, you know. So I think there's something to that because, like I said, baby steps. You want to be in a situation where you're not hitting your full stride, but you're on the right path. So I think there's something to that because I think it's a conscious effort to not swing at everything. That was the big story in offseason. you know, guys chasing pitches, guys swinging at bad pitches and things of that nature. So, yeah, I think there's something to that.
So I'm not going to get carried away with this. Like, it's not a bad thing, right? It's way better than if they led in strikeouts and were the last in walks. Like, I'd prefer this. This is – it's certainly not a bad thing. I need to see this starting tomorrow, right? If they've really changed their approach that much starting tomorrow, then I'd be good with it. The other thing is I have no idea who these pitchers were they were facing. They might have been facing a guy that's in single A, and he's all over the place, and it was an easy walk. Like, unless you were watching every single spring training game, and everyone probably caught a few or listened to a few, it's hard for me to say it's meaningful. Now, I did see a stat that Stott was among the leaders, and I think he's really good at that, and maybe it means he's back to feeling himself, and that'd be great. Kyle, where do you come down on it? I mean, Elliott, we'll have him at noon, did equate it to Jalen Hurts and the interceptionless streak in
yep.
in training camp, which obviously did lead to a really good year by Jalen in terms of not turning the ball over. So are we doing this all over again now in a good way?
So if I'm to extrapolate what happened with the Eagles, the first month, we're going to suck.
No walks.
In terms of, yeah, hitting. We're not yep. going to walk at all. Then there's going to be an explosion. We're going to become one of the best teams in baseball mm-hmm. from that moment on. And it's going to be the reason that the Phillies win the World Series. So I'm sold. Now, I'll believe it when I see it. Just full transparency. I mean, you know, I'm not there yet. It's yeah, spring training.
Right.
Like, I get the Hurts thing. Still, like, on the fence about whether or not that was actually part of the reason why he wasn't turning the ball over a lot in the season. I have my own theories on that, but... Yeah,
If we want to go and we want to use the Hurts example, what's meaningful now in retrospect is he was doing it against an Eagles defense that we found out was really good, right?
True.
Like it's like that. It actually did. Maybe he was prioritizing taking care of the football with the Phillies. I have no idea which pitchers they faced. I'd have to go back through every game. Like, who are these guys? How many big league pitchers did they actually face in spring training?
Now, if I'm to get even more controversial.
Uh-oh.
And this is off of the Jalen Hurts thing, and the reason that he wasn't turning the ball over was because he wasn't throwing the ball in harm's way as much.
So, you know, you're saying maybe we're not, like, swinging as hard or swinging for the fences.
Doing yeah, maybe they're like, well, yeah. you know, we're not really getting hit, so maybe we should just lock in on walks.
Yeah, starting tomorrow, we can really evaluate this one. 215-592-9494. The Phillies leading all teams in walks during spring training. Good sign means nothing. 55% are in the Phillies rose-colored glasses section saying, yes, it is a good sign. I mean, it's obviously a good sign. I don't know if it means anything at all. Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines here, why don't you help the people out? We got a great prize to give away today as we're giving away a $100 gift card to Sunoco today. And by the way, this hour on 94WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94-Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94-Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, Hugh, clue number two.
Clue number two is this, was it quartet?
Yeah.
They're threesome now, but it was a quartet. Yep. They're originally from Philly.
Oh, well, now you've hit something. You've hit the local bone there.
Yeah.
All right, so they were originally from Philly, a quartet that became a trio. Famous
I'm looking
one.
At a threesome.
Yep, 215-592-9494. Dave in Downingtown is up on WIP. What's up, Dave?
How you doing this evening?
Good, Dave. What's up?
Look, I think Turner should go down to the nine spot.
See, now we're talking. Now we're talking. All right. Why? Why do you feel
nine spots? Then Schwarber will have a better chance of getting more RBIs.
Are you using like the good hitter at the bottom of the order kind of theory?
Yeah.
So look, a couple years ago, what was it? Eighth? I think they dropped him to eighth when he was struggling in 20.
Super struggling
before
yeah.
the ovation. I mean, here's the thing with something like that though. It's embarrassing for a player of his stature to hit eighth. I mean, I understand your point, Dave. And if he doesn't hit, like, then he's got to be dropped in the order. I don't know where he'll go, sixth, seventh, eighth at some point this year. It would be a lot. I mean, that would be, Hugh, if they dropped him to ninth, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I think it'd be
embarrassing. And I think, yeah, he would, yeah, for him to hit that low in order. And we've just heard how, you know, for a lot of hitters, it's important what order they're batting in. Yeah, that to be down at the bottom order. That's
like I'm not in the Major League Buddies thing. Like if it's merit based and he stinks, then he's got to be dropped in the order. That's baseball. I don't care if it's sixth, seventh, eighth, but ninth to start the season would be a lot. Dave, give us a guess here for Hugh's clues. Who's he talking about today?
I had one, before that second clue. But the second clue, I go with the OJs.
The OJs, Hugh.
No.
Not it. Dave, good phone call.
OJs are from Ohio.
Well, I mean, he said the second clue threw him off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying, yeah, okay. He just went with the, he just went with what was in his brain.
I think that at some point, if you don't know, you just got to throw a guess out there. I mean, there's nothing like, what's the word?
Yeah, I can respect that.
Yeah,
yeah, like, from Cleveland.
This is wrong, but I'm going to guess anyway.
At least
like
he didn't
that.
Say I got nothing anymore. You know?
Yeah,
he
might not have known that they were from Ohio.
Yeah, maybe he just assumed they were from here. Who knows? Thomas in Broomall's up. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? I wanted to talk about the Phillies with Trey Turner. I kind of want him up there at the one spot. I never was a Schwarber guy. I mean, can you remember someone of Kyle's stature that led off?
Well, I mean, Ohtani leads off. You know, I mean, he's different. I mean, he runs and he's a great athlete, but he's huge. I mean, you mean stature like slow?
Slow and stocky.
It's not standard. I mean, I'll give you that, Thomas. But what's the objective? Is it to look like a leadoff hitter or to get on base? Because
He gets on base, but, you know, I don't want the solo shot. I want, you know, people hitting before him. I mean, can you imagine him hitting third or fourth and driving in through? I mean, obviously, it's not realistic. You know, 3 runs a game with the power he has. It's really a mental thing. When you're moving from back to forth, seriously.
Well, and look, I think if he's hitting fourth, and Thomas, he's probably going to be hitting fourth tomorrow, he could certainly drive in more runs.
That's the hope.
Yeah, he'll have more guys on base, but it's like it works in concert, right? Like, he needs Trey to get on base to drive Trey in. Otherwise, the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I get that.
They got to work together.
I'm wrong, too. I was thinking the Beatles if it wasn't for the second clue.
See, that second clue, sometimes it helps people. Sometimes it throws people off. Thomas, a good phone call there. He wants Trey in that leadoff spot, but he doesn't expect much. Yeah, sometimes you get that second clue. People will sit there and they'll call and they got their answer, and then you throw the second clue.
Yeah, but you got to think on the fly.
Well.
You got to be on the fly. You know what's funny? Mm. When we get these, there are other context clues that I give before I actually get, especially when we're doing these, because this is not made in a vacuum. And a lot of times, Joe will tell you, I come in with some randomness in my head on a daily basis. I gave you the biggest clue when I was riding into the city. Like I said, I had a chance to ride through the city.
You did. You gave away something.
And I said, it gave me a chance to reflect on certain things that I saw. Riding up 95.
I agree. You did do that.
I said
sometimes
that.
You give away a clue and a half, two clues in one.
And not only that, I said it. And when we came up with this, I told you the rabbit hole that I went down, because I had a chance to sit and just think about my ride and notice different things that I saw in the city riding down 95.
And here you are.
And
after
here,
your limousine
and here we
ride.
Are.
Here you are.
From Sterling Limousine.
That's right. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We have ourselves, I would call this a barn burner. Do you expect a different Trey Turner this season? Yes at 51%, no at 49%.
It started off pretty heated. The line moves, and it moved from the hour, right? Because it was 52, right?
48, yeah. I mean, it's people are split down the middle.
That means he was doing a good job.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't going to say that because we've been super competitive. I'm trying to put
this is you.
You started that. You started the thing.
I didn't even say anything.
Well, I never sit there and say, oh, I win today.
No,
you did.
No, listen.
You made it a competition.
When Joe gave me the numbers, right, when he gave me the numbers, he looked at me because he was waiting for me to say something. I didn't open my mouth. I just sat here and just sat here. That's
this
all I did.
This was never
I didn't
a thing nothing. Until you started doing
what
this.
What are you talking? No, it was. It's always been a
no.
thing.
No.
All right, then, fire.
What is –
I would like to have one day – well, we ain't at each other just at the beginning. Just one day. Can I get one?
Can I ask a question? So what? You know what? Shut up. Well, that. you know how we always say that people are coping?
Yes.
What is it before it happens? Is it hoping? Is hoping?
It's hopium.
Yeah, it's hopium. That's what all the people answering yes on Trey Turner. It's Hopi. We hope he plays better. He's 31 years old. He has 40 errors the last 2 years. And see, I got 51% of people having Hugh do a victory lap over here saying he's going to be different.
See, this is what it is, man. A lot of times as fans, if you're being honest with yourself, you are stuck in the past when it comes to your athletes. Every year that the season starts, hope springs eternal. But a lot of you people want to be stuck in the past.
Here we go.
You people want to be stuck in the past, man. You don't never want to give nobody the benefit of the doubt.
I've given them. Not me. I was out after 2 months.
Now think what happens when
most people gave them the benefit of the doubt for 2 years.
Just think about all those young ladies and guys that used to be like dancers, and they used to dance, and now they've moved on with their life to do other things. What if people would say, I remember you when you used to dance at Delilah's.
This is your comparison for Trey Turner?
I mean, I thought it was a good comparison.
We paid him $300
Now I wish I could have walked it back because we got a young lady up here recording.
We have a guest. We're in a place of business.
Probably not a good analogy.
We're not back in our studio.
But I'm just saying, people change. Like Rocky said, remember when he fought Drago? If I could change, you could change.
Did you just invoke Rocky?
People can change. Yeah, because it's a good analogy.
Well, I like the analogy, but Trey has not.
People can change, man. I believe Trey is coming to this season focused. Just because she used to strip don't mean she's still stripping. She had to work the strip club.
I recognize you did.
Trying to break the tension, man. Kyle over there mad about stuff.
It doesn't make me feel better about a $300 million player.
I'm never mad.
Right. No, you're just angry. It's the difference.
Well, he's frustrated. Let's go to the phone lines here. Nick in Norristown is up on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey,
what's
Nick.
Up,
what's
man?
Up?
So, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. I wanted to go back to the debate that was kind of going on with Hurts and
Harper.
And Harper, yeah. Yep. So, my question is, if a choice had to be made, and one player had to go, Hurts or Harper, who would go?
What does that have to do
you
with
mean
the conversation
like,
that we've
like
had?
As a fan base, we get to choose one of
the – As a fan base, if you had to choose one to go, who would go?
I would say goodbye to Hurts.
I mean, I was thinking that. I was thinking – because I'm thinking from a popular – you're talking about from a popular –
No, I'm just speaking from a team perspective.
From a team perspective.
I think it'd be easier for the Eagles to find another quarterback around the players
I didn't understand what you were saying.
If the Phillies lost Harper, I think they'd be in more trouble to replace that.
I see your rationale in your thinking. That's interesting.
What would you go with, Nick, if you had to choose one to stay, one to go?
Hurts has taken us to 2 Super Bowls and won one. He is pitcher made for the Eagles.
I agree with that, and I think he has the right temperament to deal with us. I mean, the nonsense and all the pressure that comes with Philadelphia. I do agree with you on that.
If you had a last fourth quarter drive or an option to have Harper bat in the ninth inning to give you the winning go ahead run or Hurts to give you the go ahead drive,
but haven't we seen Bryce do this, and we haven't really had to see Jalen. I mean, I guess he did it, in the two years ago in the Super Bowl where they were down 8 and he scored and got the 2-point conversion. That's similar. I mean, but we've literally seen Bryce do it, right? The Bedlam at the bank.
No, we've seen him do it, but on the biggest stage, I mean, Hurts has done it multiple times in multiple games where he's come up with big play after
he
big
has.
Play.
I mean, he's been great in the 2 debate. Super Bowls.
It's a tough debate, but I think the ring separates it. You know what I mean?
Well,
and
it might.
Different sports.
It is. Hugh, who would you pick?
That's a good question, man. I'm right. Jalen has those unquantifiable intangibles that I like. But I thought the question he was asking was something different. I thought it was more of the likability in the city. But when you presented it as a replaceable, initially I thought Jalen, but no, I would go with Bryce.
Do you think Bryce is less replaceable or more? Who's easier to replace?
Who's easier to replace?
Like if we had a vote, one of them is gone and the other one stays.
See, now that's a different argument. I would say Jalen is probably easier to replace.
That's what I think.
That's the way it was presented. That's how you heard. Okay,
that's fine.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
Nick,
okay.
what are you feeling on Trey? You expect him to be
that's
different?
That's a tough one, though, man. That's a tough because I'm flopping. I'm flip-flopping now. Because it's hard.
it is a tough one. That's why
no,
I
you know what?
Opinion.
Because it's for Bryce Harper's skill set, it's hard to find. And we're talking about, hell, the Giants just signed two quarterbacks that are kind of washed.
Kind of.
Right.
Russell's full wash.
Well, and you know what's funny?
And like, Jameis is. I mean, he's
and you talk whatever. About it because we were sitting here before the show started, and we were trying to debate who is the better starter for the Giants.
By the way, right. their win total is
yeah,
3.5.
I mean,
I'm not sure it matters.
So you presented a question to me that I mean, honestly, I can't really answer.
I do think it's kind of an interesting way if you want to look at it multiple ways.
Look at the show, look at the people calling in, giving us show topics that we didn't even think about.
It's an interesting
smartest
thought
audience
exercise. Like say the Eagles had to deal without Jalen Hurts for a month, but the Phillies had to deal without Bryce Harper for a month. I think the Phillies would be better off than the Eagles would be without Jalen.
In the year they went to the World Series, they dealt with Bryce
right.
They deal
with it a lot, and we see the drop-off when Hurts goes out. Like I know we say, oh, the Eagles could more easily find a replacement for Jalen Hurts. I'm not sure about that.
Like,
either of them are easy, but I think that's a little bit overboard, where it's like, we'll just find another quarterback.
Isn't part of this, though, because the Eagles are better? They have more good players, right? Like,
right.
If you take Harper away from the Phillies, who's the best player on the team? Turner?
Probably. Zach Wheeler, but like in terms of hitting.
But a pitcher, though, he only affects like one game every 5 days.
Right. The Eagles have so many good players. There's a thought in the back of at least my mind and a lot of minds. If you find another good quarterback, they'd still win a lot of games.
But here's the thing. The unquantifiable intangibles. Because when you brought it to my attention, I was thinking about athleticism and skill set. And if that's the requirement, then – of course you go with Bryce.
Yeah.
But
the Phillies could sustain a pretty decent level of offensive production even if they had to go without Bryce Harper for a month or so.
Yep. Yeah, but those unquantifiables that Jalen has, though, man, it's something about that.
Nick, we need a guess from you. Huge clues. Nick. We forgot. We need a guess. What do you got?
So what's the question?
So we have Hughes clues. So let's help Nick out because he's.
Let me give him the first two.
Yeah, give him the
since
clues.
You got us off on a tangent and you probably forgot the questions.
It's
okay, the first clue was this is a famous trio that used to be a foursome, and they are from Philly.
Men or women's?
What?
Men or women's?
Men or.
It's not how
what?
It works.
Men are are these four women or four men?
Come on, man.
We can't give you another clue, Nick. We
damn,
didn't
I
guess.
I just gave you the two clues.
3 degrees.
3 degrees. Nick, not it.
Who's 3 degrees?
I don't know. I just know that's not our answer, is it?
Mm.
Kyle, who's 3 degrees?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm about to Google it.
Let's go to Corey in West Philly. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Corey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I was so ready to talk about the Phillies until I heard the Jalen slander.
From who?
Rubbed me the wrong way.
Who's
from you? Who else? From who?
What do you mean?
You?
What slander? Oh, what did I say?
Classic Gilio.
It would be easier to find a quarterback than it would be to replace Bryce Harper. Like, are you serious, bro? Like, come on, man.
In the context of the teams they have, where are the Phillies finding a player as good as Bryce Harper?
You can find another slugger in the major league.
No, but not just a slugger. We're talking about a player.
A Super Bowl winning quarterback. I just don't. I don't agree with that at all.
So wait a second. If we asked this question before the Super Bowl, your mind would have changed because you just labeled him a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But that's you didn't use great quarterback. You used Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Won a Super Bowl because he's great. That's why they won a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean,
it was destined to happen. I mean, you don't believe it, and that's fine.
No, I actually that's not fair. In his first year as a starter, I said they're going to win a Super Bowl with him. So I did think this was going to happen one day. But I don't think they won it because he was great. He's part of the reason they won it because they had a great team.
Your opinion doesn't mean anything to me.
that's cool.
I mean, you did call into his show.
I did, but it's slander.
I don't think I was slandering him. Sometimes you could say that, and I'll say, all right, maybe I'm being unfair. I don't think it's unfair. I think it was an either-or question. Hugh thought it was a tough question.
That's a tough question.
If it's 50-50, Corey, someone's got to lose, right? That doesn't mean it's unfair to that person. Corey, what do you feel on Trey? You expecting to bounce back?
I do expect him to bounce back. Putting him in a new position and moving him up in a batting order. It should do something to him, to his psyche. You know what I mean? And the fact that these boys want to win, I think that – it's going to be a difference within the whole team, not just Trey, but the whole team.
I hope you're right, Corey. All right, Corey, give us a guess here. Hughes clues. Who's he talking about today?
I think I got the answer. My first answer was wrong. He gave me a clue, so I'm going to say Boyz II Men.
Boys to Men. Corey,
they've always been a trio, right? No, because they used to be a foursome. Yeah, that's a good guess,
it's
man.
It's not it, but it applies. We've had a couple today that applied, but it's not the one that Hugh has in his mind.
And you know what? I found out who 3 Degrees
what
was.
Were they?
They were a vocal group from Philadelphia, and there have been 16 women that have been a part of this group, but it's always been a trio. But there have been 16 women.
Rotate them in and
out? Well, I guess the members, they've over the years, it's been 16 members, 16 different members.
Well, we've had some good guesses so far.
That's a good guess.
Another clue coming your way next hour. All your phone calls. You expect Trey Turner to be different this season. Yes or no? 215-592-9494. Back to the phone calls, and we'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks. We'll get to his take on this Philly stuff, and we have to address a recent tweet of his that has just gone off the walls. That next, your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a chance to take a swing at $500,000 of bonus bets every day from March 27th to the 30th, this Thursday through Sunday. It's all part of the $500,000 daily home run jackpot. All you have to do is use your jackpot profit boost on a player to homer. And if they go yard, not only will you get bigger winnings on your home run bet, but you'll also get a share of that day's $500,000 jackpot. This season on FanDuel, big wins are on deck. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and take and look for the daily home run jackpot. Make every moment more with FanDuel. You're home for betting home runs. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.